In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The hermit hears the music of the spheres. You must continue to move up the holy mountain, a voice echoed from the cave behind the fourth waterfall. The hermit was startled out of the lethargy that had kept him listening to the tales of La Llorona. The splendor issuing forth from the cave was blotted out briefly by one of the six wings of the demon Mephistopheles. In that instance, Giovanni was able to see a creature of light, the brightest one yet, hovering over the cascade. "Who are you, the fourth angel?" questioned the hermit. "I am called Phanuel," came the reply. "I am the angel of persistence and of charity. Sometimes I am also called the angel of the presence."
"And why is that?" asked the hermit.
"There are four archangels that have the honor of always being in the presence of the Creator, no matter where they are. I am but one of them. You will meet the others on the way up the mountain."
"Why do you allow the demon Mephistopheles to stay in your presence?" the hermit asked.
"Because I am bound by sweet charity to show compassion, especially to those who have been misled," replied the angel. "At one time, Mephistopheles was one of the greatest angels created. The stature of his rank is marked by the six wings that he still possesses. Only the highest, the seraph angels, have six wings. They use two wings to fly, two wings to cover their feet in modesty, and two wings to shield their eyes from the splendor of the invisible Father. Their solitary joy is to proclaim, 'Holy, holy, holy,' in ceaseless praise of their Maker. Mephistopheles was seduced by the promises of Lucifer, fell with Lucifer, and is forever damned with Lucifer."
"Oh, would that such a being had never been created," commented the hermit sadly.
"Ours is not to question the designs of the Father," replied Phanuel.
"Why is charity so important?" asked Giovanni of the angel.
"Because it erases a multiple of sins and shortcomings," replied the angel. "It is the ultimate way in which one can put himself in the shoes of his fellow man. Simply put, as your fellow countryman Saint Francis once said, it is in giving that we receive, and it is in dying to self that we are born to eternal life."
"Well, I fancy that there's a mystery in it somewhere," returned the hermit.
"Listen now," commanded the angel Phanuel. As Giovanni sat down by the sprinkling waters of the cascade, he could hear the higher tones of the musical note fa splashing all around him. "Fa, fa, fa, fa. Phanuel," they seemed to say.
The hermit smiled up at the angel.
"Now listen to them all," the angel urged the hermit. Giovanni could hear the singing waters of the cascades echoing the notes, "Do, re, mi, fa, do, re, mi, fa, do, re, mi, fa."
"It is the music of the spheres," said the angel softly to him. "It is the sound of the space between atoms. It is the call heard between planets. It is the rhythm of all things in harmony with the Creator." Giovanni wept tears of joy that trickled down his cheeks and fell among the yellow flecks of the waterfall.
"But now," said Phanuel to him, "it is time for you to go forth and let yourself be healed." Giovanni fastened his sandals back on and turned to the right.
"Before you go," said Phanuel abruptly, "know that there is a deep chasm in the mountain before you reach the last of the falls."
The hermit recalled dimly that he had already seen the split in the mountain from his vantage point on his way up from Taos. He had made a mental note that from there the mountain looked just like Pauzazucar or Sugarloaf Mountain that he had seen in his travels through South America.
"Is there any way around the chasm before I get to the next waterfall?" he asked.
"None," the angel replied. "You must go down into the depths of the mountain, and also the depths of yourself, before you can rise again to a higher level. You must hit rock bottom before you find the strength to rise again." Giovanni pondered the answer given to him by Phanuel as he walked away. It was about 3 in the afternoon. The brilliant sun had turned even hotter.
It blazed now, bright orange in the firmament. Its merciless rays penetrated the most shadowed part of the mountain. The holy hermit could hear the trickle of cool water splashing down, surprisingly near him. It echoed its succession of musical notes, sol, 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 across the expanse that separated Giovanni from it. He looked across the way, his eyes fixed on the fifth cascade. He had been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.